is between a pig and a hog. I don't know, honey, why to tell you that kind of question. But he's not as big as a bigger hog, as they call it.
Just sort of half grown?
Yeah. Before it finds pigs. Mm-hmm. Between the pigs and a shoot would be about, I guess you'd call a shoot about 5 months old. Mm-hmm. And then older would be a hog, I guess that's what you mean.
Before it finds pigs?
Yes, about a year old is when they find pigs, when they have pigs.
Uh-huh. You talk about finding pigs.
Well, that's what they would used to tell us. You know what they used to tell us? You want to know?
Yeah.
So go in, we'll be having it on there. They used to tell us that the sows, sows, you know, said would go to a briar patch and dig them up under the roots of the briars. Now that's what they had, thought we had in our heads. They didn't, but we was too big for that. But now that is what they call it.
Yeah. So that's why they say they'd find pigs.
Yeah, they'd say they'd find pigs.
They'd go out and look for them, they'd find them.
And they'd go to the Palmetto Patch or something, and they'd find that sow with a bunch of pigs, see there. And they'd tell us that's where they got them from.
Uh-huh.
Honey, we didn't know what y'all knew.
Yeah.
They didn't tell us what y'all knew. And our older ones, like me and my other sisters and I, we just grew into it.
Uh-huh.
But our parents, they thought, you'd say sex. They think that's a nasty word. Real nasty. See, they didn't go along with things like that. See, that's what I mean, they didn't go along with things like that.
Did you ever hear, talking about, say, a sow coming in heat, did you ever hear an old-fashioned expression for that?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. They see dogs the same way.
They talk about
the dogs the same way, And at a certain time of the year, I think this way they put it. But don't ask me, honey, how, nor why, and another guy I don't know. It does work out that way, though, really. But they'll get, wanting to go to the male. Dog or male, whatever male it is, they want to get. I don't know now how or why and how it happens that way. I really don't. It's the nature of the animal. But I don't know. I'm not studied, that much.
Yeah. What do you call the male hog?
A boar.
Uh-huh. And what about the female if she's never had pigs?
Guilt.
Uh-huh. Do you remember the expression, the sow was a boar, meaning she was in heat?
Yeah, I've heard them talk about that. But that's a slang.
How would they say that?
They'd say just what you said about the boaring, all right. Wanting a boar.
Uh-huh.
And that's what they'd be meaning, honey. That's all I can tell you about that. Because that was slang. Mm-hmm. That was really slang, even back there.
That wasn't really nice, even
back there, no.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But it was just some of them would make that impression. Expression of it.
And,
Do
you remember the male hog that had been worked on, he'd be a
bar.
Okay. And the hairs that a hog has on their back.
Oh.
That come up when they're angry.
Bristle.
Huh?
Oh. Bristle.
Okay.
Bristle.
And those big teeth that a hog has?
Oh. Tusk.
Okay. And the things that you put the food in for the hog would be called
a trot.
And if you had three or four of these, you'd say you had three or four
hog troughs.
Okay.